My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I'm so glad you take the time out of your day to tune in because it means that you want to be as healthy as you can be. I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, bringing you the relevant topics and the best guests in the industry, the movers, the shakers, the formulators, the educators, and the knowledge from the educators that are out in the trenches helping to bring information to all of us every single day. When you tune into the show, you'll get the most up-to-date information, and that's what we want. The best of the best information, the most up-to-date and relevant information, so that we can make better, wiser, healthier decisions. Every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because it makes good sense that you actually get to go to somewhere with such great longevity. Did you know they're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley and they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer? Stay Healthy Health Food Store is a fully packed store with the best of the best in every category. Above and beyond that, the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, knowledge and dialogue and availability of one-on-one consultations and chatting and information and education every day. And you're not going to make a mistake with your products because they are always the best of the best. When you visit Stay Healthy, bring your questions with you. You'll be glad you did, and it will become your go-to place for everything health and nutrition. You'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Make sure to check out their new webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Getting updated and changed every day. It's really coming along well. A great place to go to print a coupon to use at your next visit to the store. Leave your email address. Start getting those newsletters. They're very powerful and very educational and enlightening. And as well, you can listen to podcasts from the radio show right at the Stay Healthy site. Right on, you know, tune in, you know, download a show. You might just be able to learn something a second time hearing it, or maybe you missed it live, or you want to send your friends there to be able to listen to the podcast on a daily basis as well. Whatever works for you. That's the great thing about technology. I want to remind everybody that when you start getting healthy, you're going to have questions. Make sure to ask them of people that have the knowledge, the people at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Well, today we're going to be talking with Bert Goulding, and Bert is going to bring great information, and I think you're going to find his knowledge to be very, very timely, especially in a world where we are trying to move forward, but we've got some bad habits keeping us in the way. Bert is a clinical nutritionist, a certified natural health professional, and the managing director of the Positive Nutrition Institute. He's been involved in the natural food and supplement community since 1980 and is currently studying for his naturopathic doctorate. Bert has dedicated himself to supporting the strengthening of thousands of independent health food stores and natural practitioners. His lectures, training seminars, and radio show interviews are based on 99% success rating of his complete pH balancing protocol. Bert and his wife have 10 children, calling sunny California his home. Help me welcome my guest, Bert Goulding. Hey, Bert.
Well, thank you.
You know, I got to tell you that words are thrown around today, and people get to know these words. One word I think that has probably been talked about lately more than anything else, people are now hearing people talking about pH and pH balance. I don't think a lot of people know what pH balance is. But and alkalinity and things like that. I think people use those words very, very commonly, but may not understand it. It's kind of like I was watching an interview where they were interviewing 100 people in Madison Square in one afternoon and asking them about gluten-free. And almost everybody said, oh, yes, I'm eating gluten-free now. And then they asked him what gluten was, and nobody knew. But they were eating gluten-free. So we kind of go with the flow, and that's kind of the way human nature goes. We don't know why sometimes. We know it's supposed to be better. So just wondering. Maybe we should talk a little bit about pH.
Yes. Well, a pH is a measurement. It's a scale that runs from 0 to 14 to tell you whether a liquid is acidic or whether it's alkaline. So everything below 7, at 7 everybody says that's neutral, but it would be more accurately explained that at 7 it's a balance that 50% of the liquid is acidic and 50% of it is alkaline, and that would be 7. So anything that measures above 7 means that we would call that alkaline, but it just means it's more alkaline than it is acidic. In the healing range for the human body, which is 7.1 to 7.5, it still means that you have almost 50% acid in the clear fluids of your body, but it's a little bit less. It might be 48 or 45%. So when we want to alkalize the clear fluids of the body, that's to offset the natural, healthy, acidic nature of the vital organs and of muscles. So you still have to have a balance in the body. So when everybody says, you know, get alkalized, I think, again, you might have that same kind of survey where you ask people, well, what is it to be alkalized? And no one can explain it. But we all hear that phrase that we want to be alkalized, and that's in the clear fluids. And then the rest of the body will be healthy if it's in an acidic state.
Let me ask you a question. Let's go back 50 years. Where am I now? My age? Okay. Yeah, let's go back 50 years to where fast food was just kind of getting its feet wet. And the whole idea of talking to the clown and ordering your food and driving around to a building and having it thrown in your window of the car in a bag was really just starting. And it was just really exciting for people to be able to get food without getting out of their car. I mean, the excitement of it. I mean, you know, it was just something new. And of course, it kicked in. Now, my question is, the food that they were eating before fast food, was our alkalinity better back then? And are we more acidic now because of the food that we're eating? Does that play the major role in acidity versus alkalinity food?
Well, that's such an intriguing question. I mean, you know, what we know for sure is that there are 90% of the diseases. So of every disease that's ever been given a name, ever been cataloged, and of course there's like 1,000 new diseases a year, not really, but 1,000 new names for disease. It's the same diseases, but they keep coming up with more and more and more detailed names. But out of all of those 16,000 different diseases, 90% of them are pH related. They're acidity. So I guess to answer your question, Jeff, I would say if we go back 50 years ago, if we still had problems with diabetes or fibromyalgia or heart attacks and strokes, well, then, you know, we were already acidic. Now, I think all of those things, I mean, obviously, you go back that period of time, they didn't say that one-third of the population had diabetes. It was pretty rare back then, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what happens is that with right now in the U.S. population, even after all the work that I've been doing all over the country and actually internationally to try to help people understand the importance of pH balance and to get pH balance in their body where their fasting saliva test is just slightly above 7, so it offsets the rest of the muscles and vital organs. In the U.S., we have only 4% of the population that is pH balanced.
Wow.
And when I tell people that, I go, only 4%? I said, yeah, if you can get pH balance, which you can. I mean, there's a pH balancing protocol that would allow anyone. A lot of times when I go through and explain it in the class, I'll say, okay, so there only 4% of the population is pH balanced. How many could be? And people get it. They raise their hand and they go, well, all of them, 100%. And I go, yes, 100%. I mean, it got to the point where the first 1,000 people that I was helping individually as a clinical nutritionist get pH balanced, we only ended up with 997 out of 1,000 that would be pH balanced. but it's just in the normal time, the normal 4 to 10 weeks following the protocol. But with those three people that didn't, I kept working with them and trying to figure out what it was. You know, it's a very curious thing as to why aren't these people able to get into a balanced range. And eventually, we found out what the what was blocking them, and we got those three in. So some people might say I'm a little OCD because I wouldn't settle for anything less than 1,000 out of 1,000. But that's what we did. Anyone is able to do this. And as soon as you become pH balanced, it provides the protection in your body, allows your body to naturally protect against all of those acid-related diseases. So everything from asthma to, you know, any of the mutation diseases, the diabetes, fibromyalgia, all the things we've mentioned, arthritis, all of those are acidity diseases. How do we know that? Because when you get pH balanced, all of the 90% of disease that you could possibly have that's pH-related will clear up and go away within 7 months once you become pH balanced and maintain that. So if you can stay in that pH balance range for 7 months, all of those things just clear up. Now, you know, doctors might say you're in remission, and I go, well, that's good. That's good enough explanation for me.
Well, let me ask you another question. If we do achieve a balance in our body of acidity versus alkalinity, and we get our pH balanced, and it takes some time to do this, and once you achieve it, obviously it's very noticeable in the way you feel and the way you act and the way your body responds and the way you look and feel and all that stuff, because everything is so reliant on achieving this status, if you will, and such a small amount of us achieve it. Now, if you do achieve it, if you slide back into your old way of living, can you lose it quickly too?
Oh, absolutely. You can lose it in less than a day if you go back to the things that are extremely acid-forming. So there are seven extremely acid-forming substances, or almost all of them are substances. At the top of the list is the thing that our country, you know, you talk about 96% of the people are not pH balanced. It's because we have not just the fast food drive-thrus that you were talking about a few minutes ago, but we have so many coffee drive-thrus.
True.
Okay, so what happens is the most acid, acidifying substance that a person can take into their body is the coffee bean. So what that will do is that I've had people that have been pH balanced for a long time and they're just doing great. Everything is working well in their body, but if they have two or three cups of coffee in one day, they can push their body out of that pH range. Now, sometimes it might take a week or two of that kind of consumption to push it out, but it doesn't take that long. And even more, there's only one substance on that list of seven that is more powerful to take you out of pH balance than the coffee bean, and that is a substance that is not a food or a beverage. It's bottled up unresolved stress.
Oh, yeah.
So when a person, not just that you get hit with stress and you go, oh, man, I had such a stressful day. It's do you let go of it, or do you perseverate or lock onto it and I'm not going to let it go. I've got to tell the next 50 people I run into about this stressful thing that happened to me and how angry I am or how depressed I am or how worried I am. And you just hold on to it and will not let it go. That will acidify the body so quickly that we can see that. A person can have a pH balance range. They can be hit with something they hold on to, and even later that day when they do another pH test, it already shows they've moved into the acid range.
You know, this happened a couple of years ago, and a friend of mine, she said she really realized how holding on to stress could not only damage your day, but also affect your mental health. And she said what happened to her, she was driving to work. And out here, we have freeways all around out here, but they all have orange cones all over the place. And it's just, it's always just craziness, you know. So she was driving and this person just cut her off. And she was furious. And she got to work and she was furious. And every time somebody asked her how her day was, she relived it again. And told them the whole thing about how she was cutting off traffic and almost hit her and yada, yada, yada. And it ruined her whole day. Her blood pressure went up so high, she ended up in the ER that night with tachycardia. Mm-hmm. Now, so when I saw her, it was like months later, and we sat down, we're doing a consult, and I said, let me ask you a question. Do you think that person knew they did it? And she goes, well, I would think so. I said, do you think they cared? And she goes, I don't think so. I said, do you think they thought about you at all as they passed your car? And she went, no. I said, do you think they thought about you 5 minutes after they were farther down the freeway? And I said, she said, no. I said, do you think you ruined their day? And she goes, no. And I said, then why did you let them ruin yours? Yeah. And she just went, and I said, see, you're doing it again. I said, you can't allow things that you can't control the accelerator of their car. You can't make them less stupid. You can't make them less foolish and careless, can you? She said, no. And I'm like, you're old enough to know better. You know, in our younger years, we don't know as well. When you get older, hopefully some wisdom comes with it. I said, you saw what this did to you. Sometimes you just got to let it go. Yeah, she ended up for 3 days in the hospital with tachycardia.
Oh, yeah. And it, you know, it's interesting that the number one cause of heart attacks is when the pH falls too low. I mean, we've been told that it has to do with blockage and plaque and all these other things, but far more cases is just where it turns out that, as you know, Jeff, the heart is a muscle that's squeezing and pumping the blood into the lungs and back from the lungs, and it's doing that, you know, constantly. But the heart is inside of another sac, the pericardium, and all of the fluid between the pericardium and the heart muscle itself is clear fluid. So when you do a fasting saliva test first thing in the morning by putting, salivating, drooling your saliva into like a plastic picnic spoon, putting a really good clinical grade test strip into that spoon, moving it back and forth for about 20 seconds and taking out, reading the color, matching it up, and recording, what that saliva is when it's fasting is the same pH that all of that fluid around the heart inside the pericardium is. So it turns out that when the pH of that fluid around the heart drops down below 5, and especially below 4.75, which is about 1,000, almost 1,000 times more acidic than it should be, 1,000 times more acidic, when that happens, it causes a heart muscle seizure that we call heart attack. Or if that happens in all the clear fluids that happen to be going through the torso and where the arteries are going towards the brain, if that happens and it drops down to 4.75 or below, then we have what's called a stroke. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about your friend and with, you know, letting that person on the freeway get to them, it sounds like everything you're describing is she was very, very close to a stroke or a heart attack because of allowing the most acidifying thing, which is bottled up unresolved stress. So out of that 7, on a scale, not a pH scale now, but on just an intensity scale of 1 to 10, the coffee would be a 10 on that scale. Then you've got tobacco that comes in at 8 to 9. Then you've got alcohol in any form that comes in at a 7 to 8 on intensity. Then you've got black tea or Earl Grey tea or white tea, anything that has tannic acid in it, that comes in at a 5. That means it takes 2 cups of black tea, even iced tea, whatever it is, 2 cups of black tea to do as much acidifying damage to your body as 1 cup of coffee. Then you have below that carbonated beverages, and then you have all of the table sugars and the fake sweeteners, and especially high fructose corn syrup. All those things are in there. And out of all those 6 substances, which are pretty bad, you've got down to carbonated beverages like a 3, and different kinds of sugar can be between a 1 to a 3. But by far the worst is that bottled up unresolved stress, because it would come in like a 25 on that scale of 1 to 10.
I mean, if you just look around and you look at this list and you think to yourself, I mean, we are screwed. I mean, this is this American culture. We do all of this, and we don't do one of them. We do numerous of these throughout the day. I mean, if you drink a bunch of water, can you reverse it?
Oh yeah, you have to dilute it, and you also have to keep the kidneys in good health so that you can actually get rid of all that poison and all that garbage. And what happens is if the kidneys are at low function or they start to shut down a little bit, then you have it trying to come out through the skin, and you have psoriasis and eczema and rashes and all this kind of weird stuff going on because your body's saying, I've got to get this out of me, and the kidneys are not helping. So, yeah, back to your question, which was so intriguing and so profound about 50 years ago, Do you think that the population overall has increased their consumption of those seven things more in the last 50 years than, say, 50 years ago? I mean, and you have a combination of those seven. So let's say that we have a carbonated beverage that happens to have a lot of fake sweetener in it. So you go out there and you get a Diet Cola or something, and you're drinking that. And here's what happens when we have such misinformation, and then we have prejudices and biases in this country, is that you can be standing on a street corner waiting for the light to change so you can go across the crosswalk, and you're standing there drinking your Diet Cola, and the person next to you is puffing away on a cigarette, and you're going, man, don't they know better? Why are they smoking? Don't they know better? And you're sitting there drinking your Diet Cola, and chances are that you're doing just as much acidic damage to your body as the person standing there puffing away.
Yeah, very, very true. Well, let me ask you a question. You know, when I looked at your line at Stay Healthy, when someone looking, Marge has got this beautiful end cap for you, and you're all, it's all in one area, and you look at the line, how do people approach your line with this in the back of our mind, knowing that just living our everyday life is putting us in a little bit of an acidic alkalinity imbalance, and we're also thinking to ourselves, oh my goodness, I do all of these things on this list. I don't do just one of them. I do many of them simultaneously. And, you know, because we're not good to ourselves, Bert, you know we're not, you know, and we really want to be, and it's the beginning of the year, and people are thinking, okay, I'm trying to cut back, to cut down, to quit, you know. Talk about how we bring this line into our life, because I think it's an amazing line. I love it. I have been doing so much background studying on it, and it has a huge place right now in our world, because we messed things up.
I really appreciate what you just said, because when you say it has a place right now, I feel like it's that these products, although they were discovered, I mean, Cell Power was discovered 70 years ago, almost 71, but I feel like it's more vital to have that product available to people who want to do something healthy for themselves. It's more, you know, to have it available now. I mean, that's our whole goal here, is to try to at least let people know about it. Everybody has their choice as to whether they want to put forth the effort to get healthy and stay healthy, or whether they don't want to put forth that effort. But at least we want to let them know that there are these amazing, I guess everybody uses the word amazing a lot, but I don't know, very profound foundational supplements. They can help a person in their goal to get pH balance, for example. So how do you start? If that was your question, I would say the first thing is that you need to get a good clinical grade pH test strip, because you're going, well, maybe I'm acidic, maybe I'm not. You know, it's so easy to just to say, well, I'm just going to assume I'm not and go on with your life until you have that first heart attack or first stroke, thinking, okay, you know, I'm probably okay, rather than finding out. So find out. You know, first thing in the morning when you wake up, before you brush your teeth, before you eat or drink anything, you know, start thinking about lemons or pickles or whatever, start salivating, put that saliva into a spoon, take out a clinical grade test strip, not a roll of litmus paper, because that's just not precise at all. It won't help you. But get an actual laboratory clinical grade test strip, which I know that they have there at the store, go ahead and do just a weekly test once a week, and then take those results and write it down on a calendar or chart and get into that habit of doing that once a week. If you find you're in the acid range, well, then Cell Power is a supplement that can help a person pH balance and get there within 4 to 10 weeks. Now, almost everybody says, well, yeah, but you'd have to give up all those acid-forming habits and all those bad substances. Turns out that out of a thousand people that got pH balanced, almost no one gave up those substances before they got pH balanced. They did after they got pH balanced, because they thought, well, I want to stay in this healthy range, and I don't want to have to take this supplement necessarily every single day to help me do it. And so they make it. So on the three-step protocol for pH balance, the first one is to test yourself once a week on a fasting saliva test. Mm-hmm. Step number two is to take a good effective supplement like Cell Power to help you help your body get pH balance. And then step number three is to make the lifestyle changes that will allow you to turn this not into just a little blip of health on your, you know, your timeline of your life, but to turn it into something that they can last you, you know, to age 80 or 90 or whatever you're blessed to be able to live to.
Are you ever too old to start the balancing process?
No, unless you allow your mental state to become old, where you say, well, that's just not me and I can't change and I'll never, you know, if you start telling yourself that you can't change, then I guess, yeah, you're too old mentally. But as far as being too old physically, no. We've found people that get work on their pH balance for the first time in their mid-80s and they're still able to get balanced in 4 to 10 weeks. You know, they think, well, I've got 50 years of abusing my body, it's going to take me longer. Not really. The science behind it, the physics, is that when Cell Power helps your body take the drinking water that you're drinking and helps you more easily break that down into hydrogen ions and oxygen ions, then you now have all of the tools that your body needs to change its own pH. Because if you're below 7, that means you have a preponderance of hydrogen ions, usually, you know, in the wrong substances, the wrong formulas. And if you have too many oxygen ions, then you could be over-alkalized. And it's just as dangerous to come in at an 8.5 as it is to be at a 6 or a 5.5. You want to be in that healing range of balance, 7.1 to 7.5.
Okay, now, let's say that you are, you're in your 40s. And it's this time of the year, and you're thinking, you know, I'm already falling apart. My grandparents never fell apart till they were 80, and I'm 40, and I'm falling apart. You know, and you're looking around, and all your friends are dropping. You've lost friends already at a young age. You're thinking to yourself, all right, I'm going to make some changes. So you start using the Cell Power, and you make some adjustments to your diet. You're getting more active. You're drinking your water, and you're doing this. And you achieve a really good sense of balance. If you just stay on what you're doing and all the changes that you've made, can you just make this part of your everyday routine moving forward? Do you ever have to stop? Do you ever have to cycle? Do you ever have to rotate? Or once you're doing it, can it be just a daily thing?
It can be a daily thing, but, you know, it's interesting that people will try other ways to get pH balance. They'll buy alkalized water that has a really high pH, and there's a lot of that that's being sold these days. And so they'll take something that's 9.0 or 10.0, and they'll start drinking that. And it will look like within 2 days they're balanced. And they go, oh, good, I did it in 2 days. And as long as they keep drinking that, and if they measure their pH once a week to make sure they're not getting too alkalized, they can sit there and go, I'm in that range. But what we found is that when a person stops doing those artificial methods of affecting the pH, if they stop drinking the alkalized water, it only takes 72 hours to be back in the acid range. That means nothing's really changed. So when you talk about making it a regular part of your thing, the most important is step one. Of the three-step protocol, step one is measuring your fasting saliva pH score once a week, every week. So that means that even if a person stops taking certain supplements, they go, oh, good, I'm staying in the right range, and that's what it will get to be. I mean, I got pH balance. This was 14 years ago I first worked on balancing my pH, and I was doing all the right things. I mean, I really was. I was eating, you know, chemical-free, pesticide-free, organic produce, just grass-fed buffalo. I mean, I was just the purest I could do. I was going to work out at the gym every day, sometimes twice a day. I felt better in my life than I had in ages. And, you know, this was 14 years ago, and I thought, you know, I'm going to test my saliva pH. I bet you I have a perfect score. I'll come in at 7.25. And I tested in the evening. It had been at least 3 hours since my last food or beverage. I made sure I hadn't, you know, consumed anything that would affect the score. And I came in, and it was 5.25. And I was just like, shocked, and I thought, oh, maybe it's because it's at night. I'll do it the next morning. So the next morning, I go ahead and get up. You know, I put the spoon and the pH test strips and everything right on the nightstand next to my alarm clock. And the next morning, I thought, I can't wait to get up because then I'll get my true score, and I'm sure I'm going to be perfectly balanced. And I got up and I tested again, and it was 5.25. And I thought, how is this possible? Because I've you know, it's almost like step three. I've got all the lifestyle stuff down. I wasn't consuming coffee or tea or tobacco or alcohol or, I had a lot of stress in my life and I didn't realize till later on that was it. But it turns out even if you're doing the right things, you still have to clear out all of the stored acids that may go back years or decades. So if a person does just a lifestyle change on their own and they want to get pH balance, it's going to take anywhere from 18 to 24 months. And that's if you're doing the program perfectly. And I'd only been doing it 4 months. And I felt great, but it hadn't been long enough. Now, if you take something like Cell Power, the 4 drops in each 16-ounce glass of drinking water, and that's helping your body break up the hydrogen oxygen, get it ready to redo your pH thing. I started doing that, and I was balanced in like 3 weeks. But this was a long time ago. I don't know of anybody that gets balanced in 3 weeks now. But after being in the balance range for 2 weeks, what I did, Jeff, is I thought, I want to make sure that this is not just like a false reading based on taking these drops, kind of like the high alkaline water is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I stopped taking the Cell Power drops and kept testing myself weekly. And I did that for 26 weeks in a row, and my body stayed there, meaning when it got into that range, it stayed there on its own. Now, after about 6 months of not taking the Cell Power, then I started taking again for other reasons. But the best habit, to get back to your question, the best habit to establish is to test regularly. And after you've been in, if you've been every week for 3 months, so you're at 13 weeks in a row of pH balance, you've graduated, in a sense, to the next grade level there. You are able to now test your saliva pH once a month instead of once a week. But how long do you think a person needs to keep testing their pH monthly?
Lifetime.
Lifetime. Because anything can throw you off because you read some article someplace and it sounded so convincing that you went ahead and started doing something not knowing that it was destructive to the pH. Because of the fact that pH balance is so important, I remembered right after I did my first it was out of Burbank, California, and we were there in a studio that looked just like the Tonight Show. And we were a 30-minute live thing. We were talking about pH balance, and it was going out to cable stations all over the U.S. and to 11 other countries. And we're talking about how powerful pH balance is. As soon as you got pH balance and you kept it that way, that within 7 months, 90% of disease would not be showing its face anymore. You know, it wouldn't, at least wouldn't be visible. And within a few months after that, we started getting reports that all over the world, pH strip factories that would make these things were being bought up and closed down and let all the employees go. They were buying it for cash, and it became almost impossible to even get the pH test strips because, for the rest of us, we're like, yes, we want to be healthy, but there are always, differing interests, a conflict of interest where somebody else is saying, well, we're making all of our money off of people being unhealthy. So pH balance is really, really important. And you never know if that wonderful thing you just read about is helping your pH or not. But if you're testing on a regular basis, you will know. I tell people, you don't have to even go and ask an expert. You will be your own scientist. When you test your pH and somebody has told you, Bert, it would be a lot healthier if instead of walking 3 miles a day if you ran 7 miles a day. And here's this article that tells you that running 7 miles a day is like the perfect exercise. So I go out and do that, run 7 miles a day, and my next week's pH shows that I'm in the acid range. Well, then maybe it's not the most healthy exercise program for me.
Well, we're all different, and we have to listen. But, the weekly testing gives you a visual sign inside your body how you are actually doing rather than what somebody else down the road is doing, because it's all about you.
Yeah, and if you want to use the test strips a little bit differently, this is not, I'm just saying, if you've already bought the test strips and the clinical grade ones, I know you can get like a 6 month supply if you're doing it weekly. You get 25 or 26 strips for like $7 at the health food store.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is that you can use those same strips if you don't wait 3 hours after your last food and beverage and have fasted at least 3 hours. You can use them right after a meal and look at that pH to see how was that meal affecting me. So this was an interesting thing that happened, Jeff, is that I had a person that came in and I was testing him on our equipment. We hook them up to a computer and try to look at all the energy flow through their cells and everything else. And at one time I had a guy saying, there's this one burger place that our family loves to go to. It's a big, worldwide chain of burgers. just think they're now offering a lot of salads, a lot of healthy things. We just don't think that that's bad for us. We think it's good. And I told him at the time, I said, well, here's the great thing. You already own the pH test strips. You're already doing it. I said, now, next time your family goes out to the burger joint, you're sitting there eating it, I said, right after you finish, within the first 30 minutes, go ahead and test your saliva pH. It's not going to tell you what all the clear fluids in your whole body are, which would be a fasting test, but it's going to let you know how your body's reacting to what you just ate. He goes, I'll do it. And I said, it's almost like they're begging you to do it at this restaurant because they already have plastic spoons, so it's right there so you can put your saliva in it. They already have napkins so that you can gently blot the test strip after you've done it. So he did that, and I didn't think much about it. A couple of hundred patients later and 5 or 6 weeks later, he came in and he goes, I did it, and it was so bad. And I said, okay, I don't know what you're talking about. And he said, I did your suggestion. I had our whole family go ahead and test our saliva right after we'd had this fast food. And he goes, it was like, he says, we were like at 6 or below 6. He goes, it was really a bad reaction. I said, yeah, that doesn't mean that that's what your true score is. But you can do that after any meal. Go out and have some superfoods and some fresh fruit or a really good smoothie or something like that, and go ahead and test within the first 30 to 60 minutes. And that will give you an idea as to how is your body reacting to that good food you just had.
Now, let me ask you a question. I don't want to go on until we talk about your silica also. Does silica play a role in the enhancing of the cell power? I want people to be able to use both of them together, and I'm sure hoping they can.
Yes, you want to put them in separate glasses.
Right.
But you can definitely use them. One of my best friends has been taking the product every day. He and his whole family for, I don't know, maybe 15 or 16 years now. And he says his formula works for him. And talk about creating good habits. It's just a habit now, is that he puts cell power in his water, all of his drinking water up till noon. And then afternoon, he puts just super silica in it. He's been doing that 7 days a week this whole time. He just swears by it. And I'm not saying that you might want to not take a break every once in a while. It's not that he has to, but he just it's a habit. It's a good habit, right? You think all the bad habits we have, this is a good habit. Mm-hmm. So you can take it on the same day, or what I used to do when I was traveling is on the odd days of the month, I would take cell power all day long, and on the even days of the month, I would take super silica all day long. Now, the reason that works is that each product remains active in your body for about 48 hours. And that's great also. I've had some people that go, oh, no, I forgot to take my cell power bottle with me on this trip, and so I couldn't take it that day, and they just feel like, oh, you know, all is lost. And I go, no, you know, if you miss one day, all is not lost. You can get right back on the program. But what does silica do? Silica is an essential trace mineral that you don't need a lot of quantity-wise, but it probably affects out of the 10% of diseases not pH-related, silica helps with maybe 8 out of those 10%. So you've got 11 levels of silica deficiency. When you're talking about your friend with the freeway incident, the tachycardia, it turns out that more than half of all tachycardia and arrhythmia is a silica deficiency. Now, silica is in foods, but people just don't eat those foods anymore. And if you eat a processed food, all the processing equipment, one of the first things they do is take out the silica because it's like a very, very fine sand that will gum up all of the machinery. But the number one food for getting silica naturally into your body is brown rice. Second is raw cabbage, like a cabbage coleslaw. Third would probably be whole wheat. But, you know, Jeff, how many people do you know that still make whole wheat a part of their diet?
Not a lot.
Not a lot. So you ask, what's the difference from 50 years ago? I think 50 years ago, whole wheat was a big thing. I know when I was a little kid, I'd have whole wheat mush in the morning, you know, whether I liked it or not. That was what my mom would say, you're having some whole wheat mush, you know, with some raw milk. And people just aren't doing that. So super silica helps a person get it back in there. When you were at the store, Jeff, did you see one of the guides that shows the 10 levels of silica deficiency?
Say that again. I'm sorry. I missed you.
Yeah, when you were at the store, Stay Healthy,
yes, right.
did you happen to see a chart that showed the 10 levels of silica deficiency?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, the most mild one that you're just a little bit deficient, you're going to see this. So almost everybody starts to get this, and that's damaged hair, skin, and fingernails, toenails. So damaged hair, skin, and nails. But as you go deeper and deeper, as you lose more silica out of your body, you're not getting enough silica into the body. By the time you get to minus 5, we see spider veins and varicose veins. At minus 7, we start seeing short-term memory loss and bipolar and all kinds of brain issues because the brain is absolutely dependent on silica. At minus 8, you've got irregular heart rhythms. By the time you hit minus 10 on the deficiency, you've lost so much silica, it affects people at the cellular level, and then you start having things that people will call autoimmune or fibroid tumors or chronic fatigue. All these things are actual nutrient deficiencies, and the nutrient is silica.
I see. You know, there's a lot to learn, but I think the big picture is telling us the chances are there are deficiencies, there are out of balances, and most of us fall into that category.
Yes, and if you see these, sometimes you just figure, well, it's just hopeless. There's just nothing that's going to help me with whatever I'm seeing. I mean, we just discovered, I was in on the original work that discovered these 10 levels, and we published them back in 2008, so you can imagine how long ago that was. But about 4 years ago, we had an ophthalmologist that called up and said he had discovered, and he was being published in a peer-reviewed journal, a huge journal, published on the fact that silica deficiency is what leads to high pressure, intraocular pressure of glaucoma. That when you have this super high pressure with the glaucoma disorder, is that it's directly related to silica. And he was able to prove that by getting enough silica back into the person's body, you know, orally, in their drinking water, that the glaucoma pressure came down naturally without surgery. There are new things that we're learning all the time. I'm so excited to be alive in 2020. And it sounds like you are. Every time I hear you on the radio, I go, well, Jeff's really excited to be alive at this time where more information is coming available than ever before.
Well, you know what? You know, people say all the time that, you know, there's going to be changes coming in. And I'm like, you have no idea. I mean, doing this and being in this field for 40 years, I mean, I write nothing in pen anymore. I write everything in pencil and have a good eraser close by because, you know what, changes are good, but usually they're changes toward the effectiveness, the bioavailability, the digestibility, formulations, new studies. I mean, it's all for being able to give me information to talk about to make things easier and more effective. But my goodness, you know, I never thought that this industry would go where it's going. I'm so glad it has, and I don't think it's still touched the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. Sometimes there are direct campaigns with people trying to eliminate this new knowledge coming out or squashing it. I mean, there are things that have been discovered, I don't know, almost 20 years ago now, and I find that no one's talking about it. And when I talk to scientists or doctors, no one's talking about it. And this is, huge, huge, huge discoveries that just, so it seems like people are trying to tamp it down. But ultimately, the knowledge about this and the truth about what the new scientific discoveries are going to get out. I mean, like you said, you're going to have a lot to talk about because, in 2011, there was two peer-reviewed journal articles by a Dr. Solis Herrera that had a huge institute in Mexico and after that in Poland, and he basically was able to disprove the calorie theory. And he has all of the pages. You're reading through that, and you're going, why are we still? It's almost like we just have this habit of going along and believing what, you know, I mean, obviously at one point in time in science, the idea of measuring things in calories and that's how you would control weight or size of a human being, you know, it had a lot of validity. But when something better comes along to replace that knowledge and it's provable and all of the tests and all the test results are there, you know, eventually that's going to get out. I keep sending that article to more and more people so they can see what we're talking about, what truly creates energy in the body and how the cells store energy, and it's a fascinating field to be in. So,
you know, I love your idea about the one guy that does one of his products in the morning and the other one in the afternoon. I think that's a great idea. I also think it's great to do even days and odd days. I think that's a really good idea too. And I like the idea of incorporating both of these in because, you know, we spend a lot of money on things today externally for hair, skin, and nails. And it's a big, big sector of society today. People really do want to be able to have healthier hair, skin, and nails. And if that's the only benefit they get from their silica, that's okay, even though they're getting a lot more they can't even see.
Well, and that's really true. And part of it is that hair on the human body, you know, whether it's on the head or the arms or any place else, whether it's your eyelashes, eyebrows, you know, in the nostrils, hair on the human body is a storage mechanism for silica. That's how critical silica is as an essential trace mineral, is that the body will actually put more hair where it's needed in order to take care of toxins that could possibly turn into, you know, mutation-type diseases. You know, so, hair, skin, and nails, people do it for appearance and for beauty. Okay, great. More power to you, because you don't realize that what you're really doing is making sure that you have good, healthy amounts of silica in the area of the body that's going to need it.
Mm. Do you think that the mentality and the idea and the knowledge of what we're talking about today has become something that people are actually starting to maybe search out, or is it still pretty Greek to a lot of people?
I am so encouraged, Jeff, that what has happened just in the last month and a half or 2 months. So I'm so excited for 2020. Here's what we found, is that more people are seeking what these two products do now than ever before. And that's saying a lot. So in 70 years of history of Cell Power, 61 years of history of Super Silica, we have people just in the last 60 days that are searching this out more than we have ever seen. Just this huge upswing. And it's just got to be good. You know, haven't you noticed that at times in certain years there's been an apathy about a person getting healthy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, so this apathy seems to be reversing. And I'm not saying it's just the normal New Year's resolution, first part of January, you know, brief little upswing. We're talking about people that have almost given up on their good, healthy supplement natural program for 4 or 5 years. And they'll say that, you know, I haven't done anything really healthy for the last 4 or 5 years. And they go, I'm determined I'm going to do it now. So for whatever reason, it's exciting. I mean, every day I'm more excited now than I've ever been, because people are actually looking to do something natural.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Anything you want to say in closing? We're kind of up against the wall here, and you and I could keep going. This would be easy. Maybe just something about, you know, how people should approach your line of products real quickly.
Yes, I just think they need to understand that it's a risk-free trial. It's a money-back guarantee. The only way you're going to know what it does for you is to do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to predict what it's going to do for you as an individual. But you can try it and get started, and whatever you're going to do, just make sure you have a consistent program. You can't just switch your program every 3 or 4 days. You've got to, you know, prayerfully choose what program you're going to do and then stick with it and be consistent and allow it to play out.
That's perfect. Man, I tell you what, we could talk all day. This was great. Bert, thank you so much, and thanks for helping us start the new year off with some really, really good information and something that I think people really need to focus on. It's my pleasure to have you here on the show.
Jeff, it's always a privilege. Thank you.
Be well, my friend. My best to you and your very large family.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, my friend.
All right, bye.
My guest today, Bert Goulding, and we are talking about the Cell Power. All of that is available. The products are there. You can go talk to them at Stay Healthy. They will answer any questions about it. Very high quality line, very, very high integrity line of products, and put out with not only great knowledge, but great passion as well. And you can hear his passion, can't you? Isn't it just, I mean, when you're excited about something you love and believe in, you're going to talk about it more. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. I talk about them every day. And I do because I think we need a place to go where everybody knows our name. Remember that from Cheers? I love that. And I think everybody likes to go somewhere where you're recognized, whether you're spoken to, where you have a conversation, where you're not a number, when you're a person, and you have people that are knowledgeable and educated, and they care about what they do. And all of it on a topic of something that's so important, your good health. Stay Healthy, they've been around a while. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They do it right. And the reason that they do is because of the fact that they love what they do. And they are just good at it. And because they carry only the best of the best products, you're not going to make a mistake. And you're not going somewhere where you can't get your questions answered and you're just aimlessly walking around the store grabbing things. No. You'll be there. You'll be greeted. You'll be helped. You'll be serviced in a very, very positive way with great, great peace of mind knowing that you're talking with people that have great knowledge. I love sending people to Stay Healthy because I know I'll hear from them later that day or a day later or a week later or a month later and, you know, just thanking me for sending them there because they're doing so well. And they've been back a couple times since and are now working on different things because they were so successful with the first one or two. That's what it's all about. Passing on information, educating, informing, and Stay Healthy Health Food Store. I'll tell you what, they do it every day. 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage. They're working on it every single day. It's looking fantastic. StayHealthyLasVegas.com. Print a coupon to use on your next purchase at the store. Enter your email address. Start getting those newsletters. You're going to love it. Up-to-date information is important. And, you know, make sure that you give them a thumbs up on Facebook as well. It's really important. Thank you for tuning in. I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. Remember, all the shows are archived and recorded, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer. And you can download the podcast when it's convenient for you. I hope you have a great day, an awesome weekend. Do something great for yourself and check out the Cell Power line at Stay Healthy. Be well. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.